American jobs, cost American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision. Bill Tucker reports.
It's not a new idea. President Bush talked about it back in 1991.
It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause.
Now, former United States Trade Ambassador Robert Zoellick is talking about it again with renewed vigor. This time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, advocating what he calls the Association of American Free Trade Agreements, a separate non-government entity which would include North, Central, and South America.
What Zoellick is really proposing here is a stealth trade agenda. It's not a national agenda. He's proposing to set up what's essentially a private organization to try to achieve what he couldn't get done when he was the U.S. Trade Representative. And this is a business agenda.
It's an agenda that goes hand in hand with the United States, Mexico, and Canada, working quietly and behind the scenes to promote a common market with common deregulation for the benefit of multinational corporations. It's an agenda that so far has resulted in an increase in U.S. corporate profits of 45%, while wages of American workers have risen only 3% in the last 5 years.
The main danger raised by Zoellick's proposals is that the future of American international economic policy, which affects not only our nation's prosperity, but its national security, will be set not by the American people and their elected representatives, but by a small corporate elite that is accountable to no one but itself.
Effectively surrendering the sovereignty of the United States.
And as justification for trusting those who would have the authority, the argument is made that free trade promotes democracy and the welfare of the people. But Lou, one has to look no further than China to see whether that, in fact, is true.
You know, I'm talking about Zoellick's proposal, it's not Zoellick's proposal, it's Daddy's proposal. And people better understand that they mean exactly what they're saying. It's a new world order they're trying to create, and they're trying to do so not only without approval or consent of the governed in this country, but despite the popular will. Mm-hmm. This is a straightforward assault by the elitists in this country. And